This is Fresh Air. This week, two drama series with ties to CBS return on the recently launched Paramount Plus streaming service. The Good Fight, a sequel to the CBS series The Good Wife, began its fifth season yesterday, moved from the now renamed CBS All Access. And earlier this week, a drama series called Evil, formerly televised on the CBS broadcast network, returned with its first episode of season two. Our TV critic David Bianculli loves both shows, but doesn't like the way they're distributed. Here's his review.
I'm really, really impressed by what I've seen of the new seasons of The Good Fight and Evil, two drama series from the husband and wife writer-producer team of Robert and Michelle King. But with The Good Fight especially, I'm also very, very frustrated and close to angry. It's so good, so clever, so cutting edge. It would be CBS's best TV series by far. Except it's not on CBS. Like Evil, which used to be on CBS, it's now on Paramount Plus. That bothers me for two reasons. But before I get to that, let me make a case for just how good these shows are. The Good Fight, like its parent CBS series The Good Wife, has been brilliant from the start. It's impeccably cast and intelligently written, and loves to take deep dives into technology, politics, and current events. The new season's opening episode, for example, is an extended flashback taking the characters and us back through the pandemic. In March 2020, a televised press conference announces a government-mandated stay-at-home order in Chicago, while the law firm's senior partners, played by Delroy Lindo and Christine Baranski, gather their troops and issue some marching orders.
We have looked closely at the trajectory of this virus in countries like Italy and China. Left unchecked, cases in Illinois will rise rapidly.
All we know is that this stay-at-home order will last until April 8th. At that point, you'll all be getting invitations to come back to work.
Are we all being asked back?
I hope so, but we really don't know.
How do we know whether we still have a job?
We'll be calling you guys, hopefully within a week.
So we just wait by the phone?
In the meantime, we're setting up a teleconferencing infrastructure. So download a program called Zoom.com.
Before the episode is over, two of the show's stars, Delroy Lindo and Kush Jumbo, say goodbye. But other actors step up to fill the void, or are newly introduced, and there's no shortage of talent. Four episodes in, and you not only get returning regulars Christine Baranski, Audra McDonald, and Gary Cole, but Wallace Shawn, Jane Curtin, Bebe Neuwirth, Stephen Lang, and more. Charmaine Bingwa comes on board playing Carmen, a brand new associate at the firm, and she gets a juicy storyline almost immediately. So does Sarah Steele, who's been around since the days of The Good Wife, playing Eli Gold's daughter, Marissa. But now, she's offered a job from an eccentric judge, who set up a sort of underground people's court behind the storefront of a copy machine business. He's played by new series regular Mandy Patinkin, who, as usual, steps into the spotlight and absolutely shines.
I can't. I have a job. I want to pass the bar. I want to be a real lawyer.
You know why all these people are here? Because the courts and the lawyers and the appeals have made justice unattainable, out of reach, to anyone who doesn't have a load of money to wait it out. That's why Exxon beats out Mr. Nobody. Read Kafka's Before the Law.
Now I've got homework.
It's one page long. Don't be a Philistine. Justice is only just if it's available to everyone.
The Good Fight, in its first few episodes this season, tackles everything from the January 6th insurrection to cancel culture. And while being topical, it's also unpredictable, because its characters always are evolving and often act in surprising ways. That's true as well of the King's other Paramount Plus series, Evil. Its new second season begins with the show's central character, Kristen, played by Katja Herbers, visiting her psychotherapist, played by Kurt Fuller. Her admission is indeed surprising, to say the least.
We have patient doctor privilege, right?
Jeffy v. Redmond Supreme Court decision demands absolute protection from communication between psychotherapists
Kristen,
and their
what
patients.
What is this about? A parking ticket?
And it cannot be reported to the police as long as it's not about a future
okay,
crime.
Okay, yes, we both know the ground.
And I also know how psychiatrists sometimes bend these rules and tell anonymous stories to the police in order to achieve what they consider
that
justice.
That would never happen.
Kurt, I work with the DA's office. It happens all the time.
Kristen, you know how seriously I take confidentiality. It's absolutely sacred. I will in no way share or hint to the police. Now, what are we talking about here? Shoplifting?
I killed someone.
Both these shows are delightfully entertaining. So why, while watching them, am I bordering on angry? Because viewers can't watch them without paying a streaming fee. I get that this is the future, and not just for Paramount Plus. NBC has Peacock, and ABC has Disney. But the broadcast networks themselves aren't offering hardly anything worth watching. If these turn out to be the dying days of broadcast television, it's because the networks are killing themselves by putting their best stuff behind one paywall after another.
David Biancooley is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey.